Please join me in the call to worship. Come into the presence of the Most High God with songs of praise and shouts of thanksgiving. For our Savior frees us from slavery and heals our diseases. Our Savior is our peace. You are a holy temple in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, let us worship God.
Please be seated. It can be a hard thing to be human. It can be hard for us to live into our best selves, to be the people who God intends us to be. But the truth of the story is God's amazing love for us. God's willingness to meet us in our vulnerability. God's grace in offering forgiveness. Centered in the reality of God's gracious love, let us pray together the prayer of confession. Eternal God, your steadfast love endures forever. We confess that we act as if we are in control. As if you will bless whatever we do. If we think of others at all, it is with an eye toward their usefulness to us. If we consider your creation, it is to ponder what benefits us. We have failed to show your love or to do justice in obedience to you. Have mercy on us, God of grace. Amen. Friends, believe the gospel's good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. In celebration of the gracious gift of God's peace. Let us share that peace with one another, extending greetings that feel comfortable to us. So, friends, may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. May the peace of Christ be with you as you worship with us online. I'm Pastor Nancy Benson-Nicole, and on behalf of all of us worshiping together, we wish you God's peace.
So good morning, and welcome to God's house, where each of you are both the welcomer and the welcomed. We who call ourselves Christian are disciples or students of Christ, seeking to follow God in the way of Jesus. As such, we are always practicing our faith, learning how to better love and serve God and each other and God's world. We especially welcome this morning our online worshipers, community members who join us online from Wheaton, Illinois, Roseland, Indiana, Olathe, Kansas, Princeton, New Jersey, and points in between and beyond. Welcome. We invite those online to use the link or the QR code that you see on your screens to fill out an online form letting us know that you are with us today. And for those of you in person today, we invite you to find the pew pads at the ends of each row, to print your name on those pads and pass them to the center of each pew and then back again, noting the names of your neighbors so that you may greet them after worship. In the second half of your worship bulletin, you will find many invitations to you to participate in the life and ministry of this congregation and to connect with each other through many of our summer activities. One thing we're working on is expanding our volunteer mentors so that we can enroll more students in the Chicago Lights tutoring program. So consider serving as a tutor so that no students need be turned away for lack of mentors. It's a wonderful, meaningful way to serve. Today, immediately after worship, we have our all-church picnic. Although the weather seems mild, the courtyard is filled with mud. So we will not be eating out there, but we do have a wonderful lunch set up for you in Anderson Hall and the Borwell Dining Room. You can get your delicious barbecue box lunches in either location, same options. And please sit a while, meet people, be sure to reach out to people that you do not yet know, and try to get to know a little bit more about them. Who are these beautiful and interesting people all around you? Before you go to the picnic, if you have a particular prayer request that you would like to share, there will be deacons in the stone chapel through the door to your right to pray with you after worship. And now let us continue in our worship.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of your presence, open the mind of God to us, that in your light we may see light, and in your strength be strong. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning is from 1 Kings, the second chapter, verses 10 through 12. Listen now for God's word to us. Then David slept with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The time that David reigned over Israel was 7 years in Hebron and 33.